Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I knew there was something fishy going on. This article just went up at prisonplanet.com. Ground Zero Mosque Imam is a globalist stooge. The whole thing staged. Steve Watts has conclusively proved it. We're taking your phone calls right now. Bob Chapman's coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with calls throughout this transmission today. Let's now go back to your calls. Victor in California, you're on the air, Victor.
Hello. I'm really glad you're there, Alex. I got about two things to say.
Hit me.
Hello?
Hit me.
Oh, okay. Well, I watch those 9/11 documentaries, and I always hear them going into public places saying 9/11 was an inside job, and people's eyes, like you were saying, really are opening, because I'm at a fast food restaurant, and I get so mad at the direction of that this has taken us, I just scream out, 9/11 was an inside job, and like the first three were cheering me on, saying, hey, where have you been? We know that.
And see, we all feel what you said here is what will defeat the globalists. Resistance is victory. And just by sounding off, the bankers are robbing us. Out of one world government. Take the states back. 9/11's an inside job. No on the Iran attack. Just by declaring it, other people are going to go, I agree with you, and you'll find out you're the majority. We all feel like we're the minority because the media says everybody loves flu shots that make you have convulsions. Everybody loves the aspartame causing diabetes. Everybody loves hundreds of thousands of little girls going into puberty at age 7 or 8 with the bisphenol A. Everybody loves illegal checkpoints. Everybody loves open borders. No, everybody doesn't love it. Go ahead.
And the other thing, I got myself a website. And I put up 3 of the videos that you, that I ordered. And, if you allow me, I would like to advertise my website.
Sure, go ahead, buddy.
Alright, it's UFOclips.com. We got the, 9/11 Chronicles, Obama, the Obama deception, and, the Invisible
Invisible Empire, Victor. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Frank in Florida. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I got 2 questions. The first one is for Bob, really. I want to know why do companies that sell gold coins sell them? What's in it for them to trade metal for paper? And two, in the meantime, I wanted to ask you, were these infamous airplanes that hit the Twin Towers special empty remote control jets from an Air Force base? Or did Muslims take over, take over?
Okay, very complex, extremely complex issues, both of them. Let me take your second question now, and then I'll get Bob, who's on hold, when we come back to comment on your gold question. We don't know exactly what happened on 9/11. Let me be clear. But we know that the official story is 100% lies. We've looked at that. I mean, we have police saying, get back, they're going to blow 7 up, and they blow it up. We've got the news announcing it had fallen in its own footprint an hour before and then 25 minutes before on 2 BBC channels and CNN. We know that NORAD stood down. There were drills of the exact same targets being attacked that day. We know the supposed hijackers were U.S. double agents trained at military bases, Newsweek, AP, Reuters. And every time, we know 6 of the 10 commissioners say it's a cover-up, 3 of the 5 lawyers on the commission. So we know they had the pretext. We know PNAC called for terror attacks as a pretext. We know our government staged terror attacks before. But specifically, in any black op, they've got all the smoke screens so they can get away with it. They've got all the confusion. They've got drills running, so in case their agents get caught by other branches of the government, they say it's part of the drill. It's part of that artificial fog of war. So we don't know, but there was some chicanery in Pennsylvania at NASA bases and planes being switched with the same tail numbers and people being brought off planes. That's confirmed. I've got my own theories about it, but all I know is they had the motive for that. The official story is a lie. It has intelligence, Western intelligence footprints and fingerprints all over. We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide.
Yeah!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Friday, Bob Chapman's with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to play a 6-minute clip towards the end of the show. It appeared out of nowhere. I don't know where it came from. A listener sent it to us on Facebook of the behind-the-scenes interview from MSNBC's cameras. They edited it all together in that Tea Party special where they tried to do a hit piece on myself and Rand Paul. But this is 6 minutes of the hour-and-a-half interview where you actually get to hear what I really said. And I don't know where this came from or who got it. Probably somebody inside MSNBC, so that'll be interesting. Don't forget, we're doing another keyword search today because folks are clamoring. They know it's effective, and it's up to you to make this another big winner in the info war. Search the term Bilderberg Films. It'll be the number one search term. We've never failed, thanks to you, and it'll lead them to this article that's the top link under that search. Two films that blew Bilderberg wide open. The public is now ready to be awakened to this. I noticed that Bilderberg Club, Bilderberg Group were the number 3 and number 6 search yesterday, just on their own. And you've got all these world leaders talking about it and Time Magazine. Now people are ready to see what Bilderberg really is. So search the term Bilderberg Films with an S. Great job, folks. You can also search Free Bilderberg Films as a separate search term. So we get a whole bunch of the top search terms. That'll really make them mad in the info war. Okay, going to Bob. Bob, you had just called in. We're on hold. while the guy was talking, I bleeped over to the network and said, is Bob there? And they said, yeah. So you obviously heard the guy's question about why would gold dealers sell gold? But I want to answer this my own way and then see what you say. Why would gold dealers sell gold for paper if it's worthless? And I'm not mad at the listener, but it's so elementary that it frustrates me. I mean, let's say if I was a stockbroker and I had some gold that had gone from $265 an ounce 8 years ago to $1,240-something today. Well, if I wanted to be a stockbroker, could spend the time doing that, and I'm not stupid. I learned how markets work. I could probably do okay. I mean, if you actually study the globalists, what they do rather than what their pundits say, it's a piece of cake, many experts have explained to me. But I could then estimate and read the trade publications and figure out that there's going to be higher earnings, say, for Apple. And this is just speculation. I mean, or not even speculation. This is just a case point example. Or let's say the stock's going to go up in John Doe Company. You know, totally hypothetical. And then I could buy the stock knowing it was going up to make a profit and then get paper back from that and then go buy gold. What I'm saying is I physically hold gold, and I have gold, you know, sponsor Midas, and I take a little bit of that sponsor money that I end up getting, most of it, probably 95% goes into this operation, and I end up buying a few coins here and there every few months, mainly silver, but some gold. So it's crazy to not understand this. We're in this fiat system, and so we exchange fiat for gold, but the way the gold broker makes money is they're smart and buy gold when it's low, and then sell it when it's high, just like it's the stock market. But what Ted does, he isn't greedy. That's why he's grown so much, is he buys when it's low, knowing the stock market manipulations and plunge protection team manipulations. He buys when it's low. I mean, he knew it was only going to go up like a beach ball. You can't hold it down. 3 weeks ago when it went down, he bought a bunch of gold and silver. Now it goes back up. He sells it at the low price he bought it, with his little markup involved, and it's an incredible deal now in the market because it's gone way up. I mean, it's so elementary. And then Ted himself, I know, is a gold bug. He then takes profits he makes, puts it in the network, puts it in his gold company, but also spends it on his house, his car, you know, buying his son who's in the army, you know, a iPhone, like he told me he did. I mean, it's so elementary, but people don't seem to understand that. Bob, can you explain it to him?
I'm speechless. You've done the whole thing. There's nothing for me to add. I was thinking of the extension of what does the dealer do with the money, that specie, that FDR, the Federal Reserve note. And you explain that. And he takes it. He buys more inventory. So he's back into gold and silver again. And then he puts money in his pocket for his salary and the salary of his employees. And they, in turn, spend the money within the economy because it's legal tender. And so I think we've really, really covered it.
Well, I mean, it's so simple. I also see last night in the coffee room, they had MSNBC with Keith Olbermann on, and he was doing a whole segment demonizing people that sell gold as if it's dirty and bad. They are the ones pushing the fiat currency that's competing against a real commodity, a real asset that has intrinsic value. And it's completely backwards for them to be demonizing gold. It's just like how they demonize the Bill of Rights. It's good. They're bad.
Well, this just shows you the propaganda arm that the major networks are. It's just as simple as that. It's just like the 95% truth and the 5% misdirection, propaganda, mind-blowing, mind-washing, brainwashing, and that's what it is. And that's what he's up to, and we've discussed this about others, including Glenn Beck. They mislead people. The people say, well, gee, that must be right, because almost everything I heard him say seemed okay and proper for me, so maybe he's telling us the truth about gold. I just saw the same thing on CNBC while I was waiting for you. They had a trader there attacking gold. Unbelievable. But you have to expect that because they're running scared. You talked earlier about the Bilderberger films. Okay, Fidel Castro came out today, well, maybe it was yesterday, but today I got the piece on it. and said the Bilderberger Group is bad. He didn't go into great detail, but he said he read Danny Esslin's book. Unbeknownst to everybody out there, Fidel Castro is a subscriber to the International Forecaster. That's how he knows.
Well, I tell you, I don't like communists, but of all the communists out there, Fidel Castro's definitely been the one that the bankers don't like. It looks like he's the one that got away. I mean, it's admitted that they helped put him in power. Then they wanted to use that as a pretext to invade and fully take over, and he got away from them.
I think that's true. And I know for sure that how it all started out was, and I don't know whether these were instructions from the Central Intelligence Agency or not, but I do know from the players themselves that the mob was the ones that financed him and got him his guns, and et cetera, because they were disturbed with Batista, and they were being cheated out of their cut. And I get this straight from people who were involved.
And, well, it's been declassified partially.
That, I don't know.
I mean, it's been partially declassified that the West did help him get into power, and then he basically double-crossed them.
Well, that's what they've said. We really don't know the innards, but it certainly wasn't the way it was presented. It's just like your commentary on 9/11 just a few minutes ago, not the way it was presented. They're lying. They're all lying. And when you lie, you have something to cover up. You've done something that you shouldn't have done.
Well said, Bob. I want to get into the latest economic developments and the mosque at Ground Zero and get your take on a bunch of issues and take some more calls. But briefly, we had a caller last hour who called in and he said, Alex, I'm confused. You got Bob Chapman on, and I could add Ron Paul, who promote gold-backed currency controlled by Congress. But then you promote Bill Still, who I really respect as well, the Secret of Oz, saying we could have a fiat currency that Congress controlled, like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and others had. And I simply said, look, this is a college of ideas. We all want liberty. We all want freedom. We want to get rid of the Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types that run the Federal Reserve. But the point is, it's for the people and the Congress to decide what the monetary system is. But regardless, in this fiat system, you want to be in gold and silver because it can protect you more than anything else. So I just don't understand how people get confused by different ideas being put out here. But in a nutshell, in about 2 minutes, as we go to break, you've got the floor. What is your position on the monetary system that we should have?
We should have a system where the United States government issues currency that is backed by either gold or silver or both. And the reason why is every time you have a fiat currency, the people within the system, particularly Wall Street and banking, abuse it. They're greedy. There's not enough power for them out there. They have to have more. They have to control people. They need a new world order. They need a one-world government. And we don't need any of that. And if you make the currency backed by gold in particular, and it doesn't have to be 100%, it can be 15 or 25%. I mean, when the euro started out, it was 15%. It's down to about 7%. Now, when you issue money that is based on the history of monies that have been put out before, like U.S. notes, first of all, when they used continentals during the late 1700s, they fell into disuse. There was a saying, as worthless as a continental or something like that. It was unbacked money. And every time you have unbacked money, you get a problem.
It caused a lot of instability, runs on banks, things like that.
But it allows the bankers, in this case the Federal Reserve, to issue as much money as they please. And you've just seen this in spades here in the last 3 years.
And then they want to back it with your tax money to give it some value.
And then you have to turn around and pay all the debt they created. Well, I tell all their inside friends what's going on, and they beat people to death in the stock market.
Yeah, it's a very complex issue, and there's definitely two different ways to look at it. And I see your point. I respect Dr. Paul's point. I see Ben Still's point. If we had true transparency and control of our government and a limited fiat currency, it'd be okay. But that money power always gets taken over by private interests. Finish up on that point, then phone calls, the economy. They're announcing they want to go after Social Security. It's all coming up.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElveen, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Bob, you got interrupted by the break there. Did you have anything else to add about monetary policy? Because the issue is, and I agree with you, if you have a fiat currency, it's open for manipulation, and history always is. But Bill Still and others points about the money changers in Europe in the Middle Ages developing their original fraud system with gold, but those were receipts on gold. So maybe you should explain that to people. So it's like darned if you do, darned if you don't.
Well, I think you can stop that by not having a fractional banking system and banks lending from what they have. And if government wants more money in circulation, they can do that if there's no Federal Reserve. So they can create money and credit if they want to, being backed by the currency itself. So the currency is not leveraged. It's the government that's leveraged.
Well, I agree with Paul, and I want to see what you say about this. I think it should be a free-for-all. Any companies, anybody they want can issue whatever they want, junk bonds, you name it, but it's not going to be government-backed. And if you cheat people, you're going to be civilly and criminally responsible to the grand juries of the states, and then you'll have a competition of currencies, gold, silver, paper, asset-backed, and then what is truly bonafide, like the Swiss franc has always been for so long, will come to the surface.
Well, that's another way of handling it, and it's a good way. We had that going on in America, but the bankers were too powerful, and the state specie disappeared, and the states used to issue their own currencies. There can be a combination of things. And as far as currency backing is concerned, it does not have to be gold or silver. It could be a basket of commodities. So that's another thought. People have put that idea forward over the years. And so there's more ways to approach it. And so if we're going to do something along those lines, we'll have a Congress discuss what they want to do and input from the American people, and hopefully what they will come up with would be very workable, but take the power out of the hands of the Federal Reserve, its owners, the bankers, and Wall Street.
Good point, Bob. I want to come back and take calls and get into some other news, but on your radar screen, since we talked last Friday, what is most pressing right now? For me, it's the Wall Street Journal. Social Security cuts weighed by panel, and if you read the article, basically they're getting ready to raise the retirement age and cut payments. With the inflation that's going on, boy, this is going to make folks angry.
It surely is, and I can see them raising the retirement age, but I certainly don't think that they should cut back because they spent all the money, and that started in 1935. The money has never been there. They issued bonds which are worthless, and the bonds sit in some file cabinet someplace in Cincinnati, and there's a couple of repositories for them. But, you know, it was an exercise in nothing. I mean, they created nothing. They just took all the money and spent it. So, you know, it was designed as a Social Security system, but in fact was really a tax. And the question is the other people going to put up with it? And they can't put up with it. I mean, there's probably 60-70% of the population will say over 67. Now is totally dependent on their Social Security check. And what are we going to do? Have millions of people dying of starvation?
No, they're going to raise taxes on the productive people, steal most of the money, and then give a pittance to the old folks.
Well, as you saw, they have frozen the COLA on Social Security for 3 years. Now it's two more years. It was frozen during this year, so we'll assume this year is relatively over.
And for those that don't know, a COLA is cost of living increase.
And it's also used in private pensions and government pensions, state pensions, and is very, very misleading because it comes from the CPI figures and the CPI figures are so doctored, they're meaningless. I mean, right now they're talking about 0.5% or 1% inflation when it's over 7%. John Williams says it's 8.25%, and he's probably right. And so, you know, the people on Social Security and other pensions have been getting screwed for a long time.
Bob, when we come back, I want to get into what's on your mind. I brought up the points I wanted to raise. Then we'll take some phone calls. Got a video clip coming up. You'll be able to comment on that as well. Bob Chapman's our guest at theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll tell you how to get a free copy of it before he leaves. It's invaluable information. If he says Fidel Castro's a subscriber, I believe him.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman. Bob, I wanted to get your take on the mosque. We've got a key report up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com where Steve Watson really did deep research. This guy's definitely a top globalist stooge, and this looks like this whole thing was contrived as a way to, at a primitive level, make Americans feel like, you know, the evil Muslims that staged 9/11, you know, quote, have revisited the scene, and we need to hit Iran. Just hyping this Islamophobia. What's your view on it?
Exactly the same, and I think that it's also from a social viewpoint designed to drive a wedge between the Muslim and the non-Muslim community. And yes, there are some things that they're asking for or demanding that are unreasonable. And on the other hand, other religions do the same thing. And so there's no question in my mind it was set up to be another reason why we should be in Iran killing people.
So where do you see it going, Bob?
I don't think it's going to go much of anywhere. I think a lot of people realize what they're up to. People are getting more and more sophisticated because they're listening to these radio programs and reading the Internet, and they're getting a much different view than they had previously in things that they've been presented by the mainline media, if you may. And so they're taking a second look. And I think the situation was aggravated by all the different comments that were made. And that's it for the people who set this whole thing up in the first place. Another reason to go and start a war against Iran.
Bob, I want to take a few calls and get into the economy with you and give folks the toll-free number to get a free hard copy or digital copy of the International Forecaster, 30, 40 pages several times a week and valuable intel. But briefly, any other key news on the economy or the Iran front that you want to comment on?
Well, as we broke the story 6 or 7 weeks ago here, when nobody else did, I said that the Federal Reserve, because the Congress wouldn't allocate any more stimulus money, would spend probably $5 trillion over the next 2 years taking the economy sideways, because if they didn't, the whole thing would collapse. And it's turning out that way. They've already admitted that they're going to go in and buy treasuries as well as agencies. The agencies are the bonds of Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA. And they're going to be doing a lot of other things that they're not going to tell you about because they don't tell the truth either. And if you ask, they say that it's secret, and the United States government doesn't have to tell you that, and they make like they're part of the government. I thought it was interesting, and this is just a side to that whole thing. Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, has been told that he was a former member of Goldman Sachs. And so now he swears up and down he wasn't. But when asked what he was doing during that period when he was supposed to be with Goldman, and the reason it's brought up because Goldman's a revolving door for the Treasury and other departments in government, he was working for Henry Kissinger, which is probably worse. I mean, these people are dumber than dumb. I mean, they must think we don't know anything out here. But anyway, we see lots of, you know, inflation coming because they're going to have to pump like mad. Europe's gone in the opposite direction for the moment. They're going to find out that once the euro stabilizes that they're going to have problems. And I do expect more problems in Greece. I have a conglomeration of information in tomorrow's issue on Greece. I think we're probably several weeks away from rioting, maybe even next week, next month, which is like 2 weeks away. And the reason why is lots and lots of people are going to get laid off in Permian and in Piraeus. Unemployment 70%. I mean, it's astronomical. And they've done everything wrong, but it was done wrong deliberately.
And that's the globalist. I mean, this is what they're going to do here if we let them get away with it.
Yeah, who's running the country? Prime Minister Papandreou. Who is he? He's a Bilderberger, and he's an Illuminist. And so they want to take the country down. And this is a proving ground. And I have an article for next Wednesday I'm doing now. Just like Spain was a proving ground for the Nazis during the late 1930s, during the Civil War, Greece is going to be a proving ground for what they want to do to everybody else. Financially and
well said, Bob. I need to play this six-minute clip because I promised to do it. Then I want to have you come back and comment on it. And then in the last segment, I want to ask you a few other key economic questions and give folks the toll-free number to get a free copy of the International Forecaster, or just go to theinternationalforecaster.com. But I want to jam in five calls quickly right now before we play this clip. So, callers, please have a question and comment ready. We want to hear from you, but we've got limited time. Frank in Florida, you're on the air with Bob Chapman and Alex Jones.
Oh, I already called in before, but, yeah.
I didn't know that. I'll let you go then, Frank. That's who was on hold there. Sorry. Michael in South Carolina. Michael, you're on the air. Or Michelle. I can't get anything straight
Michelle.
Today.
Hi, Alex. You're my knight in shining armor. You're a hero, and stay healthy for us. We need you. Regarding Mr. Chapman, for people that live paycheck to paycheck and can't afford to buy gold and so on and so forth, what would Mr. Chapman say to them regarding preparing themselves for the coming crisis? And on something, I want to touch on something that you were talking about earlier when you were talking about, just briefly about, you know, help me out here, Empire, your movie.
Invisible Empire?
The Empire speech by James Jones of the NSA. I tried to link that speech to some people on YouTube that were arguing with me about that, and it was not, it was blocked off of Facebook. There was a mention in that at the end of the article where Mr. Jones said that his top priority above terrorism, above everything else, was going to be cyber security.
Yeah, that's taking the web over. That's Bob Chapman, any comments on what Michelle's saying?
No, I'm not up to speed on what she's talking about.
But she's also asking, what can somebody paycheck to paycheck do?
Well, I can answer that very, very quickly. You should put away canned goods that you normally use and rotate them so that you have an inventory of things to eat in case things get difficult. If you can afford to, buy dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and get a water filter. It's very important. And, of course, hopefully in your household you have some sort of device that you can defend your family with. And those are the fundamental, most important things that you can do. And people all over the country are doing it, and particularly people in Florida.
Yeah, that way you're not dependent on the system if it implodes. Michelle, God bless you. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Joe in Michigan. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I got one quick comment about economy and money and stuff. Then I only had one question, but as far as economy and what's valuable, probably the only valuable asset, commodity on the whole planet is people, and that's my opinion. And whoever has control over the money has control over the people. We already know that. But my question was, are you a United States citizen? Both you and Bob.
Well, I mean, I was born in this country. I'm an American. I believe in our republic. And you can argue, are you a state citizen or a federal citizen? I am a citizen of my state, which then created the federal government. But according to the federal definitions, I would be one of their U.S. citizens.
Yeah, U.S. citizen has no rights. American has all the rights. And you always have a good answer, though. So that was it. Thank you.
Joe, I appreciate your call. Bob, briefly, you know, the globalists don't care who you are or where you are or what you claim you are. They're coming in with tyranny to oppress you. We've got to take our government back to block them from using the leverage and the mechanisms of government to engage in their raping.
Without question.
Well, that was a brief response to it, Bob. Let's jam one more call, and then I've got to quickly go to this video clip so we have time to play it. This missing MSNBC video where they interviewed me, and it's now serviced on the web. We don't know where it came from, but this is what didn't make it in the TV show, what I really said. Billy in Vegas, quick comment or question.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, I just want to let you know what's happening here in Vegas. And excuse me, I'm making sandwiches in my sub shop while I'm talking to you. But we had a 9/11 Truth meetup group about 6 months ago. We dropped the ball, and some guy came in, took it over the website. No one ever heard of him. No one ever saw him. Never came to a meeting. And right away, he puts up, he's there to make sure that no one falls for conspiracy theories.
And yeah, that happened in Austin. They send operatives in to try to take over the 9/11 Truth group. So just go start a new website and a new group, and don't fall for it again.
No, I didn't. Listen, I wrote out an idea to everybody, and it says, Dear 9/11 Truth member, it is apparent to me and others that Matt, Chris, and Blur are guardians and protectors of the government's official conspiracy theory and lie, as these traders pose.
Listen, I got to let you go. I don't know about these local issues, so I can't confirm what you're saying. Here is the video clip. It's up on InfoWars.com in full. We'll come back with Bob Chapman. Stay with us.
Self as an aggressive constitutionalist, that means that I believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, liberty and freedom and justice. And I've studied history. I've studied the writings of the Founding Fathers. And it's clear you need to aggressively defend liberty and freedom or you'll lose it. I mean, how many times did George Washington and Thomas Jefferson say that? And so that's why I describe myself as an aggressive constitutionalist. People try to describe me as a libertarian, and I do agree with a lot of libertarian ideas and thoughts. But again, that is another label that the media can twist and stereotype. I really am somebody who believes in limited government, private property, and freedom. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So that's why I describe myself as an aggressive constitutionalist, is because I aggressively defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Because as Barry Goldwater said, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. My entire work is about shattering the left-right paradigm. 150 years ago, people didn't talk about left or right. They talked about freedom versus tyranny, and tyranny in all its forms, and how the people, as populist, need to take control of their own destiny by controlling their governments. And so I describe myself as a follower of the Magna Carta, of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and Constitution. The left-right system is a way to artificially divide the people and play them off against each other, while the real power structure continues on with their policies of world government. And so I'm against the global corporate state known as the New World Order that has been set up that uses the left-right paradigm to control the population, to keep the population from ever really having a serious debate. It's the people versus the power structure. It's been like that throughout history. So that's how I describe myself, is someone trying to get the people to open up their minds, to get outside the box, to get outside the whole left-right debate, and really look at the power structure in America and worldwide, and the systemic continued loss of freedom that we see happening. So I don't describe myself as a right-winger or as a left-winger. Big government enslaves. Big government destroys. And big government annihilates the individual. I mean, even with a small government, it's hard for the individual to have liberty and freedom. But if you have a big government, history is conclusive. It always tramples on the weak and empowers the strong. The general public was told, none of this exists, just go to sleep, stand down, let the experts run things, nobody's going to take your sovereignty, nobody wants your guns, you know, nobody wants socialism, which is what the big banks want because they get the lion's share of the money. And then I would actually read the publications put out by the establishment to each other. It wasn't secret, but it was academic, and it was all admitted. And so I said, whoa, there's something going on here. I better learn more about this. The United States has been turned into an engine of global corporate tyranny, and the people see right through it, and they know that their paychecks don't go as far. They know they're losing their jobs, they're getting their hours cut, or they're working two or three jobs, and they know everywhere they go there's new fines and fees and regulations and more police squeezing them and more rules, and they know they're being socially engineered into slaves. And they also know the GMO food's killing them. They know the chemicals they put in the water are killing them. They know their neighbors are getting sick and dying all around them. People know we're in a huge eugenics system, and they know we're being killed. The Democrats and Republicans are teamed up together at the leadership levels, sharing power. They do fight with each other over who gets to have the levers of power, but they don't fight with each other over their overall agenda of corporate looting and raping. And they work for the same interest. And so Republicans are playing the part of anti-establishment right now, but as soon as they get into office, the banker bailouts will continue, the Patriot Act will continue, the corporate welfare will continue, the entire agenda will continue, just like Obama broke all of his promises, because they're all bought and paid for by the same people. One of the most common questions I get is, are we inevitably headed towards armed revolution? And my answer is, I certainly hope not, and that's why I'm fighting as hard as I can to educate the public about how they're being manipulated by the false left-right paradigm. But if we are unable to get the government to back off and to convince special interests to take their foot off the gas of tyranny and oppression, it's going to explode. And the system, from all their preparations and all their statements actually wants it to become violent and wants to use that as the excuse to clamp down and have a real police state in America. And so, no, I don't want armed conflict in this country, and I unfortunately think it's probably going to come to that because the system wants that, and the system's been caught provocateuring and supporting and promoting groups that do that. I support the militia movement, the real militia movement that is in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And most of the militias that are out there are really good, hardworking people who are concerned about the government and realize the tyrannical threat, and a lot of them are former military, who are ready and willing to defend their families, just like the founding fathers in 1776 were. There are also some colorful people and some unstable people out there who like to strut around in uniforms, and there are some extremist, you know, nut jobs out there. But 9 times out of 10, when you actually study one of those groups, it's founded and run by feds who are not just infiltrating a group. They go out and create them and try to get them to do something radical so that they can then demonize the general movement of citizens being armed. So I support the militia 100% because it's in the Constitution, it's in the Bill of Rights, it's the Second Amendment. But the media has created a distorted image of what the militia is so that they can try to demonize the entire idea.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Well, unfortunately, it's the final segment with Bob Chapman. I tried to get to all your calls, and we covered most of the news today. I wanted to hit a few other key economic issues here. You just heard 6 minutes. There's a little more at InfoWars.com. We don't know where it came from. It's the MSNBC shoot they did, some of the raw footage that they never put on television. They put a few clips out of context of me in there in their Rise of the New Right piece. But the headlines, Alex Jones on MSNBC hit piece, The Lost Footage, Infowars.com. I want everybody to have a great weekend. We'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget the internet search term today is Bilderberg Films. And we'll find out in the next hour or so if it becomes the number one search. But in closing, in the last 5 minutes, Bob, and I want to bring Ted Anderson in here briefly again. 2 weeks ago, when gold was down 50-something bucks, you said, I look for it to go up another $30 to $60 in the next 2 weeks. And you just always keep calling it briefly. How did you know that that was going to happen?
Oh, I thought the market was oversold. I saw that the U.S. government was starting to back off. They probably ran out of ammo. And we did have a rally, and now we're going sideways to slightly lower. It's to be expected as we enter into next week, which on Thursday is gold and silver option expiration day. And the criminals on the COMEX, the banks who write these options, like to knock the price of the long calls down by knocking the price of gold and silver down. And they do it, and when Thursday's over, the gold and silver go right back up again for another 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, well, what Ted did 3 weeks ago is he bought a bunch of gold and silver when it was 50-something dollars less, knowing it'd go up. He's passing those savings on quickly, Ted. Give folks today's incredible specials, and you told me off-air, you can say this on-air if you'd like, this is over Sunday because you're guaranteed to sell out. Looks like you may already do it, but you'll cover it. You've got some incredible deals, and you've got a year subscription when you buy one franc. That makes the franc basically half price. But if you want a bunch of francs, you have it $6, $7 lower than what it was, what it's selling for right now. So quickly, tell folks the offer. We'll get Chapman's take on how good a deal it is.
Yeah, sure. The franc with the international forecasters at $265. So really, when you take off the $159 for the subscription, it gets you down to about $500 an ounce because the franc is a fifth of an ounce of gold. I also have that British sovereign at $333. The franc right now is trading at $271, and the British sovereign right now is at $340. So both of those are steeply discounted in the marketplace based upon what gold was back a week ago when it was at 1180. So yeah, it's a good time to be buying right now. Gold's up about 75 bucks.
And there's two different offers. They can call and get a free one-time hard copy or digital copy of the latest international forecaster, or they can call and get a free subscription when they buy one franc at an already discounted price. That is an insanely good deal. Do you agree, Bob?
Absolutely. There's nothing better, and they're really getting it cheap, and Ted Anderson's paying for it.
And Ted is running out of this gold and silver. He's got silver at a steal of a deal. The brokers will be there all day, tonight, off and on over the weekend. If they're not there, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. Tell them you want the Alex Jones, Bob Chapman radio special. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. These are deals better than what you'll find at MidasResources.com, and they're still great deals Ted's offering, but you got to tell them it's the radio special, 800-686-2237. But whatever you do, call and get a free copy. It's 30, 40, 50 pages, depending on the issue. Digital or hard copy of the International Forecaster offered by Midas Resources, thanks to Ted and Bob Chapman, 800-686-2237. Take advantage of it. Ted, have a great weekend. Bob, Lord willing, we'll see you next Friday again for an hour. I want you and your wife and family to have a great weekend as well.
Well, thank you, and the same to you, and I love doing the show with you.
We love having you, Bob. You're my uncle's favorite guest. He begs me to have you on more and to shut up and let you talk. Retransmission starts now. Let's make Bilderberg Films the number one search. God bless you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.